The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rent, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live. Today is November the 9th, 2016, and it is a Wise Wednesday. We have a live show for you today. And just before we get started, there's been some changes with Black Talk Radio Network, some very good changes and some necessary changes that was needed to be made. And so that's why everything is a little, just bear with us. Some things may need to work with us through, but I think it's all going to be okay. A new system that we have, but I'm looking forward to using it. But with that being said, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by, you can give some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that the network is always here, and you can easily go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see the crowdfunding of digital black media option that's there. Definitely take advantage of that. And it's so necessary that we do that, so that especially in today's moments in eternity, that we will be able to communicate with among ourselves and to position ourselves accordingly for what some of the things that will be challenging us and some of the things that we want to face and some of the things that we want to create, that all can be done by right here at Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has its own social media outlet known as BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Community. And that is something everyone should really look into joining, and it's very, very easy to join. Your information will be, your information, your identity won't be sold to any bidder, and it's a place where you can actually post what you think, when you think it, without having any fears of any retributions at all or adverse actions. Very, very important. So you can do that by going to, on the website of Black Talk Radio Network, go to the far right margin, and you'll see a B that's there. Just click on it there, and it's $24 a year to join BTR Community. Very, very important. So that's something that we all need to engage in. Also, if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com. prosperitymint.com, and you can exchange your slave wage, or what they pay you in debt, you can change it into real money of the precious metals, and it's not hard to do at all. But make sure that if you're not accustomed to it, if you've never done it before, just make sure you email Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, pack, the number 1, at gmail.com. Wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and just inform that you would like to make some purchases for the precious metals, and someone will definitely get back to you to make sure that you actually be able to engage in that activity. So you can do that at All right, so
you
so that you can actually acquire
issues?
Some of the precious metals. Sorry about that, everyone. My phone was messing up. So that's Prosperity Mint. And you can find that online, prosperitymint.com. Okay, so let's get into some of the things. What's in the news? Scotty, were you going to say something?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to just let the people know we apologize for being late. Want to try to tighten up our schedule as we try to bring more programming, or are bringing more programming, so we're going to have to tighten up our schedules. But we're trying to improve the network. People donate money. A lot of people tune in to this network, use this platform, and free conference call HD.com, use them for 8 years. I can't say anything bad about them. They've never used my information that I know of to adversely affect me. I've never heard anything in the news about them, you know, doing that. But it was time for us to step our game up. And I mentioned that learn how. It's not hard. I already know how to do it. It's just a matter of learning new software. Installing stuff is easy, but once you get the software in place, then you got to use it. You know, you got to learn how to use it. There's a back end, there's a front end, there's other things. So I don't want to get into all of that kind of development. So since that could take me some time, and we and some of our listeners are getting hit with 1 cent a minute charges to use the conference line, so I went on ahead and the Black Talk Media Project invested and got a toll-free number for everyone in the U.S. and Canada. There's no PIN. Matter of fact, let me give that number out. You might want to write it down, especially if you have a question or comment. We're still getting used to using this software using this service from uberconference.com. And you can even join in our chat at uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. We got a chat right there. Tando Radio Show, if you want to join us online with a desktop. But if you have a question or comment, call us at 866. The information just flashed away. There's back. 866-510-9025. So that's 866-510-9025. Again, that's a toll-free number anywhere in the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico. I don't think Alaska or Hawaii is covered, but it's a toll-free number. And there are other international numbers for 50 different countries, because, Dave, I don't know if you know, but we have an international global audience. People tune in from all over the world. So if they want to chime in, unfortunately, most of them are European countries, but we still got a lot of melanated folks in those countries, and there's a toll-free line for you to use, so it'll be a local call for you, and you could use, if you have headsets and what have you, you can call in using your headsets on your computer, and we'll plug you in that way. But we will leave that conference line open just for those that want to listen. So we'll be giving out these numbers. I'll create some promos, because, you know, repetition is best when you're trying to remember something.
Yeah.
So, but that telephone number, again, if y'all want to write it down, if Dave says something, Brother Davis says something, 866-510-9025. And I believe you can actually unmute yourself on the conference. Again, we're still learning.
But we all a family here, and we know how to be cordial. And if somebody bust in and just unmute themselves and start running off at the mouth, I know how to kick them out and ban them. So don't worry about that. But, yeah, right. When it's your time to speak or you're called on, just go ahead and unmute yourself, or we'll unmute you. But don't come in and just start talking. Let's show courtesy for the host. All right, Dave, I appreciate you giving me that time. I think this is a change for the best. It'll help us be more organized as a station and be more interactive with our family out there, you know? So, right, Dave, thanks.
No problem, Scotty. I love it. And I'm sorry, brother, that it took me because I was just running off of repetition. I thought you were just reminding me of the new number, and I didn't really, and I said, okay, got it, meaning I got the email, but I didn't get a chance to read it. Were you able to give Brother Davis the number?
Yes. I believe okay. Brother Davis might be on the line, and he should be able to mute himself, but we do have somebody on the line. I presume that's him, and I will go to them at that appropriate time. But we're going to get this work. We're going to get this work out. Yeah, I think it'll be for the best for the network and improving it until we can get a server space as more resources. And people are donating, Dave. I put a big green banner people had wrote. I don't want a shirt. I don't think they told me the website didn't really make it clear on how to just make a donation. So it's right there on the front page, big green image of right. Two people holding hands, and it says be a partner, because that's how we look at our donors. That isn't that how NPR yeah. and PBS and Democracy Now! Yep. describe those people who fund their media operations? So you can become a partner with your donations, and we've gotten some donations in over the past couple of hours, and just want to say thank you. And we're still just trying to do our best to improve your listener experience.
Well, now I love all of the different opportunities and changes, because it's so necessary. Let me fix this real quick. And this is what needs to be done. And so I'm so happy about it because it's so necessary. So this is just, this change is really, really good. And I applaud it, and I thank you, Scotty, for being you and doing what you do. So I'm on the BTR website, and it's now, Scotty, where would the because I may be in the wrong spot. No, it's still there. Okay. No, let me see. On BTR, crowdfunding. Okay. There it is. I see it, the donor. It was donate and be our partner. Man, that's a big green on the far right-hand margin. You can't miss it. So good. I love it. So, hey, we're going to get started with today's show. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. The number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Very easy if you'd like to get in on the conversation. So, one more thing, Scotty, before you go, I don't see Brother Davis's, because I can't, I'm trying to figure out this board, and I think I'll see it. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you. Okay, that's what I thought.
I thought
Brother
that was
Davis
him.
Was going on. Yeah. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure that you were there, because just before I switched over, I saw that you called into the conference line, the old one, and then I saw Scotty speaking to you, so just wanted to make sure that you had the number. So I unmuted your line, so you're good to go. So what we're going to do is just do what's in the news, and then we'll get right into you. But it's not that that many things that we posted. So looking forward to Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis. Thank you. Thanks, Sister Davis. And I know that this is something that's great for us is growing, because it's so important as this network grows, as its overall message and its programming grows. We get to grow with it, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with all of you, because this is so essential. It's quintessential to our overall development. So, with that being said, Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brother Davis. How was your evening last night? Before we get going, just wanted to, how was your evening?
Well, actually, my evening was exciting. I ended up sharing a lot of different things with my wife, and we worked on tonight's show from the perspective of her doing a little bit of the due diligence while I drive. I mean, I hope everybody's prepared. Let me tell you, let me say that, okay?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So let's get into it. Let me jump into what's in the news, and then we
so
will get
one
to,
question, one question before we get started. So, Dave, you were able to unmute him?
Yes.
You're able to unmute callers? Okay, great, great, great. Thank you. All right.
No problem. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news, then we're going to take our commercial break at the regular time, give Brother Davis and Sister Davis a little time to get ready for Wise Wednesdays, which I know that they're ready for. It's a matter of you being ready. Now, if you're just new to it, I see a couple of people that are there, just so you know, the number to call today, and we're going to continue to say this so that until we get it, because this is just something new, but it's something that we need to be doing. 866. This will be our primary line from now on.
For callers, if you have a question, Dave, let's point that out. The other line will stay open, but that's just the listen-only line so that we don't have to, engineer doesn't go back and forth. But since so many people already had that number, long as it's up and running, I can open that. But our main line for those that want to ask a question, participate in the conversation, as you say, and have dialogue instead of a monologue, they can call our toll-free number, and you'll see them on the board, Dave, and you can work it from there. But that's 866-510-9025.
Yep, there you go. 866-510-9025. A very easy number to remember also. Okay, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, that's the number you would be calling, 866-510-9025. So now, let's jump into Scotty, when they jump in real quick, I can see them there. That means that they have a question or comment, right? And then they come in muted, and then I can unmute them. Oh, man, I love this.
Yes, sir.
I love this.
This is
a whole lot easier and better. Okay, so there's already a caller that's in queue, so we're going to just get into some of the things in the news, and then we'll get to that, and so that the question and comment is going to be for Wise Wednesday. We'll get to Brother Davis, so just hold on. Let me unmute this person real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Oh, that's Roz.
Hello, can I have your number?
Roz, what's up, brother?
Hey, greetings. I was listening on the old line, so when you said to call in on the new one, I said let me call in immediately, just so that I'm calling the right line. So I'm gonna just switch up my phone because I actually had the old number saved, so that's the one I originally called. I just wanted to make sure I was able to get through on this one, so I mute myself and
I'll mute you. Don't worry about it. I'll mute you, but what happens, Roz, if you want to talk to Brother Davis at any time, what you're going to do, and I'll see you in queue, you can unmute yourself, and you unmute yourself on this line by hitting, one second, you hit pound, pound. I'm sorry, star, star.
Star, star, okay.
Star, or pound, pound. Whatever one, you'll know because you'll just say, you have a question, and it'll come right up. So that whenever you're ready, if you want to ask a question or something, just unmute yourself because I see you in queue right now. So I just wanted to make sure it all worked, okay?
Perfect. No problem. Thank you so much.
Or you know what, Roz, I'm going to leave you. Are you on the train making your way back home?
No, I'm actually home. I'm home. I actually was off today. I had to take care of some stuff. So, yeah, I'm home.
Okay. This is what you do. Unmute your phone. And then whenever you're ready to chime in with Brother Davis, just unmute your phone.
Dave, let me suggest.
You have a question.
I'm sorry, Dave. Let me suggest against that. You go ahead and mute him for now, because the more lines open, the more chances are for interference.
Yes.
So
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. So that's a Scotty. Now, how do they unmute themselves? Is it pound pound or star star?
I don't know. I don't remember. I was trying it earlier today while I was broadcasting Tanya Free.
Don't worry about it, buddy. I get it. I get it. But I think it's just star or pound pound.
Somebody said okay, star.
I thought
one of the other. Yeah, there you go. All right, man. I'm a, Raz, I'm gonna go ahead and mute you.
Okay.
And then so we could get. Okay, cool. One second. There we go, because we got a couple of callers in queue already lined up, Brother David. So let me just jump into what's in the news really quickly, and then we'll get started into with Wise Wednesday. First story comes from the Brit Post. Russia-Japan push energy economic cooperation. Very, very important. The rest of the world is moving from the United States, regardless of who its overall selection was all about. The rest of the world is already moving against it, and they absolutely love it. This is all falling into the big purge, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article from the BRIC nations, is known as the BRIC Post. Russia, Japan push energy and economic cooperation, and that means that the South Sea of China issues is going to be a real problem for the United States, because Japan is going to align itself with Russia, who's aligned with China, which means the arch enemies of Japan and China will have agreement in the South Sea of China for better business deal. Business, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So there you go. And probably Russia is going to release the islands that they are now under their control since World War II back to Japan, which will actually really end the war. World War II was not really ended until Russia and Japan released those islands. A lot of different things that we didn't know. Next one.
Hey, Dave, before you go into the next one, just skip the break at the 30-minute mark and just push on through, because
okay,
it's important stuff going on, okay, and we want to get to Brother David. So we'll take the next break at the station ID at the top of the hour. You are listening to Tando Radio okay. Show on Black Talk Radio Network. There's the station ID. All right.
There we go. Okay, next one comes from Russia Insider. The pathway to dictatorship, America's shadow government and its silent coup. That was from Russia Insider. Check that one out. This was from yesterday. Really good one. Next article comes from WFAA. I guess it's a Dallas news. And it says the mayor says 130% property tax increase would be needed to fix the police and fire pensions. Man, this is going everywhere. The overall economic collapse of the pensions in the common person's economy is going to be huge. There's no way in the world that the property taxes are going to be able to maintain or go up 130%. This is things that are unfolding. Next article came from Sputnik. Non-human rights. Argentina judge orders chimp to be set free in a non-human rights case. Check out that article from Sputnik. Next article from dailymail.co.uk. It comes from over the pond. It says China presses controversial cybersecurity law. China passes controversial cybersecurity law. And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, because this is how, along with Russia, they're going to say that they've been attacked with cyber terrorism and is going to invoke a military response, both cyber and both a hot war physically. So check out that article. Man, this one picture is funny. Next article, also from the dailymail.co.uk. NATO fighter jets on watch for Russian jets above the Baltic state. Check out that article. Next one, because the overall NATO and Russia are within a moment of going to all-out battle. Next article came from Sputnik News. What to expect from the U.S.-China relations after the election. So check out that article. Next article. Move this down. This was very, very... Next article came from Bloomberg, and this was from yesterday. India abolishes the 500 and the 1,000 ruby note to fight corruption. This is, ladies and gentlemen, where the overall move towards a cashless society... And what this is all going to be about is slowly that's what's happening here. This is going to be the move towards what's, and you're going to see this start to happen globally, and you'll see it happen here. And what happened in this instance, this was a spur of the moment change, and there are going to be some very meaningful, huge changes in the future that are going to be spur of the moment changes, just like India did in removing some of this currency out of circulation. And that doesn't hurt the establishment, that hurts the everyday person. And this is the agenda that's happening. Next article came from the Daily Mail as well. Where Italy's earthquake caused by the Hadron Collider, and really is known as the Large Hadron Collider, at CERN in Geneva, which all these governments came together to put together. And it's actually one of the devices that's used to open up portals into universal portals. So check out that article. We need to have a show just on the Large Hadron Collider and who CERN is and what they've been doing. CERN was one of, with DARPA and CERN, was the ones that brought you the internet. This is why this is a military system that was brought to you by DARPA and CERN. This is who brought you the internet. It had nothing to do with Al Gore with the information superhighway. That was the propaganda lie. Next article from the BRIC Post as well. China and India meet on defense and security. Now, you got to remember, China and India are arch enemies. They actually shoot on each other on their borders, but they're both a part of BRIC. Like I said before, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So that was, another one is from RT, Russia's battle group in the Mediterranean. And they're probably going to start their overall sorties or their bombardment of the Aleppo area. Next article, very, very important article. And for this is a very, very important one, posted this one earlier. This is a writing for W.D. Du Bois. From W.D. Du Bois, and it's I Won't Vote. Very, very important. And my commentary on this was, you get it yet, folks? Once you read it, my commentary would be, you get it yet, folks? Hope so, because there has never been a change of power. You just wish or thought so, but sorry, it will never happen until you make it happen. No wishbone, but backbone is what upholds freedom. And this was in response to once I really wanted you to read and check this out. And our brother Roz that's on the line said, one love to Dave W., couldn't be said better. Yes, this is a very, very important article, and I wanted to wait until after the selection, and we'll talk about that, and I'm pretty sure Brother Davis will talk about that as well. I'm not sure if Brother Davis will allude to that. Wouldn't be surprised in today's show, because it was just a selection, ladies and gentlemen, the inclusion of you, and there was no transferring of power. There never has been, and there won't be until we make that switch of the power. So with that being said, everyone, as we said, we're going to skip the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network on this Wise Wednesday, November the 9th, 2016. We have Brother Davis in queue, and we're going to jump into the show. And if you would like to call Brother Davis at any time, don't hesitate. Give him a call at 866-510-9025. Once again, that's 866-510-9025. And we're going to go to Brother Davis now. Brother Davis, are you there? Oh, there he is. Okay, let me unmute Brother Davis.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
All right. Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's always good to have this opportunity to come together and share with you what I cherish most, which is the action of love. Tonight, the show is going to be unique in a number of ways, and I would suggest, please, take and call in. And the reason why I say call in is because I'm going to hit on some subject matter that some of you are going to identify with immediately. And then, Dave, I'm finding out that my voice is not going out. Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you, Brother David.
Your voice is going out over the stream.
Someone else on the radio. Yeah,
your voice is going out over the stream. So please continue. I'll check the lines for any technical issues, but I'm showing everything fine on this end. Sometimes it's the devices that people are using or their connection to the internet.
Okay, not a problem. Listen, the reason why it's so unique tonight is because we are going to talk about self. We're going to talk about where we are in our identification of self. We're going to talk about the purpose that we need to show to self. Why self? Because that's where all of this begins. You see, we have been taught wrong. We've never been taught about self. We've been taught about following an example, but if the examples did not have the intel or the knowledge that I'm going to give you tonight, you could very easily see how you've gotten off track. Okay, so let's start with something very basic. And that very basic thing we're going to talk about is how to make a decision. You see, a lot of us don't want to make decisions. And a lot of us take on behaviors that allow other people to make decisions for us. But when we talk about decisions, basic decisions like food, like drink, like your social interactions, these things all are leveraged based on your concept of self. And that's why it's so important that we take responsibility from everything from our thought process to our eating. Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of times you don't understand the importance of what self means. Self is your body. Absolutely. And you are the controlling person of your body. But a lot of people fail to realize the importance of that. Why do I say that? Because a lot of them have habits that are destructive to their bodies. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, the reason why is because a lot of times you do things without giving thought to it based on a number of different issues. One may be tradition, okay? And a lot of times we don't think about tradition because family's done it. So we accept that practice as normal, but it's not actually normal to the body. But because over a period of time of you doing that practice and you're not feeling an immediate effect of the danger of that practice, you continue it. I.e., for those who may not, smoking. There are many people tell me it's pleasurable. Many people tell me, oh, right after that dinner, that cigarette just relaxes me. And these are all attributes of why one makes a decision, but they don't consider the overall act on their overall health. So before you know it, they become victimized by something they never intended, what is called the habitual behavior. Now, habitual behavior, you see it in many forms. You know that person who's always exercising. Oh, I got to do this. I got to go out. Got to walk. Got to run. Got to go to the gym. That's a bit habitual behavior. Now, some of those behaviors have positive attributes, but some do not. And this is why we have to examine where we are in reference to where we're trying to go and what are we trying to do to get there. You ever get hungry at the last minute and your day's been moving real fast and you see that fast food? You know you don't want to do that, but yet you go in and you buy that fast food. And the reason why you buy that fast food is because you're trying to take that hunger off. But then after you eat that fast food a half an hour later, you're hungry again. You see, that is the byproduct of making a decision that your body was not going to benefit by. But society teaches us that this is called normal. It is not normal. It's accepted behavior, but it's not normal. So we have to redefine what normality is. Normality changes from person to person. So what may be normal for you and acceptable for you may not be normal and acceptable for me. I'll give you an example. I'm a vegetarian. I have friends who will tell you, man, I like having me a nice thick steak. Well, I understand that because of the concept of individuality, I'll tell them to, here you are. You know, my wife and I, we wouldn't mind a nice steak. I mean, we're not vegetarians because we don't like meat. We're vegetarians because we've educated ourselves on the process of meat and what all goes in it. So we can make an active decision based on the knowledge that we have and decide whether we want to add that into our diet. Now, your habitual behavior goes, it runs a plethora of things. I know people who like to eat, and they don't like to eat for nutritional value. They eat for taste. Well, all of these restaurants now, they're designing their programs of food based on taste. Because if they get America to purchase based on taste, they don't have to be sure that America's being giving a good nutritional balance food to supplement the quality of life. And yes, interestingly enough, with those restaurants who do, they advertise it because they want you to know, because they're trying to get that regular patron to be knowledgeable, and that way they'll appreciate that extra thing that that restaurant offers that opens the door for them to feel comfortable about eating there. Perfect example was the last time my wife and I were in Dallas, we went to a place called the Comedic Kitchen. Now, what was unique about the Comedic Kitchen is that it also served, it was a vegetarian restaurant, but it also served different meat venues and seafood venues, which is good, don't get me wrong. But we went there because of the knowledge that we were given by just reading the menu and their webpage. Because they're trying to convey to those people who are knowledgeable about what they're trying to achieve in their body so that they can get that as a regular clientele. Now, they did serve alcoholic beverages. They served beer. And for those of you who indulge in alcoholic beverages and beer, it offers you a little bit of comfort in the ambiance that they had to offer. And I'm going to tell you, we really enjoyed ourselves. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that the decisions that you might not see as important have a great effect on your lives. And the reason why is because they entail a certain degree of your knowledge in order for you to really understand and enjoy what they have to offer. Our lives have been twisted through Western teachings. Western teachings doesn't teach you about the importance of your body. It doesn't teach you the reality of taking decisions that deal with you personally, personal. You see, a lot of times we become victimized behind the fact that we don't have certain knowledge. I'm quite sure you've heard of genetically modified organisms. If you don't know, they're relatively new. When I say relatively new, I mean that they're constantly advancing the aspect of making new organisms to add to different aspects of the food. And they're moving it into other areas, not just food. They're doing a lot of experiments with embryo production. They're splicing seed to make split seeds, and they're stemming seeds so that they can make different new fruits, new plants. They even have done the same thing with seeds from different animals. So they're literally cross-seeding. So you have a cow that might have a larger sac to produce milk in. And this sac might have been because they cross-seeded that cow seed with an animal that naturally has a larger sac than a cow. So when they breed them together, the new cow has a larger sac. But yet, since it's experimental, they really don't know all of the understanding they should have before they open that door. Now, they're doing the same thing with foods. And these foods that they're doing it with, they're putting on our grocery shelves. That's right. They don't know what it's going to do to you in the next 5 years. You see why making personal decisions about not only your food, but the environments that you're in, the conversations that you have, the people that you are with, the things that you do. Remember one time, you know, you could go to a local park and there was a drinking water fountain? Local to the water. And see, that's what makes us being purposeful in our lives to make better decisions based on knowledge. Tonight's show, I wanted to point that out to you to let you know, tonight's show is going to deal with nutrition, how you apply nutrition to your life so that you can, in diverse circumstances, still attain a certain degree of nutrition through a basic, limited amount of knowledge that you can build on to whatever your choosing is. And the reason why I say to whatever your choosing is because you may not, you know, like I said, I'm a vegetarian. You may not be a vegetarian. I eat a lot of fruits, nuts, seeds, grass to some people, which I mean different aspects of vegetation. And I've experimented with not only the taste but the nutritional value. I've examined what it offered me in minerals and supplements to what my body requires as minerals and supplements. And for you who don't know, 90% of the food that you get nowadays lacks the minerals and supplements that it had available in it 10 years ago. And that's because a lot of the soils nowadays, they are so heavily treated that they no longer have those minerals and those supplements that were there naturally at one time. Plus, humanity's habits have changed, okay? When in the early 1900s to the mid-1900s, we used a lot of fire stoves. We made a lot of campfires. Well, see, what we didn't know was even though we burnt that wood started another chemical process. And that chemical process had minerals in it that literally after we put the fire down and we left, when that campfire dried up, the minerals that was in that campfire blew and was taken with the wind to different other parts of ground. So we are going to examine how and what was in that campfire that could have edified us had we been a little knowledge, more knowledgeable, okay? Because in certain parts of the country, you lack certain vitamins and minerals more so than other parts of the country. And why is that? It's because you may not have the abundance of nutrients in your soil, i.e., take a wooded area with a moist soil compared to the desert where you got sand and rock. You see, so every area offers us a certain degree of identification, but it also offers a certain degree of intellectual knowledge of that area to allow us to be able to function there. Now, the reason why I point that out was because speaking of sand and rock, there is and I was watching this on TV the other day, which kind of caught my attention. Let me give you a little side note. There's a tribe in Africa who live in the desert. Well, they don't know how to find the water. So what they do is they go to an anthill and they get the attention of a chimpanzee or a baboon. And when they got this chimpanzee or baboon's attention, they dig a hole in the side of the anthill. And then when they do, they take some seeds out their pocket and they shuffle them in their hand and they look at them and they really, you understand, they got to get the attention of the baboon or the chimpanzee. Then they take and they stuff the seed in this hole. Well, now, the baboon and the chimpanzee, I mean, either one, they're looking at you because they're very curious creatures. Now, see, understand the dynamic going on here. So the person puts the seed in there and he walks away. All right? So he walks away to just out of sight of the chimpanzee. And the chimpanzee looks at the hole, sees the person going, looks at the hole again, and he sees the person going. So he walks over to the hole, and he sticks his hand in the hole, and he feels the seeds. So when he feels the seeds, that's when the indigenous person comes out. And the chimpanzee's hollering because he sees him coming. He's trying to get away, but he's stuck in the hole because he will not let the seeds go so his hand can slide back out the hole. Unique, isn't it? But here's what really was the cliffhanger to me. The guy comes over, he puts a rope around the chimpanzee, he ties him to a tree, and then he lays some bits of salt, dry salt, on the ground. So he leaves, makes a little bed right there, and he goes to sleep, and the chimpanzee starts munching on this salt. So by the time he wakes up after his nap, this chimpanzee is eating all of the salt pieces. So you know by this time, this chimpanzee, he wants some water bad. He wants some water real bad because it's already in this. I told you this. This is in the desert and in the sun. So what he did was he unleashed the chimpanzee. Well, what did the chimpanzee do? The chimpanzee ran straight to its water source. And this is how the indigenous people of that area can always find water. Because through this trick of the chimpanzee leads him to his water source, and now the indigenous people know where to get water when they're in that area. That sort of knowledge is what we have to have when we are taking on identifying what it is that we want and how we want to live our lives. We must be able to prepare ourselves at the beginning of the day for the day, because we become owners of ourselves. And when we become owners of ourselves, we are opening doors that are going to allow us to even go deeper into understanding ourselves, from food to behavior to things you're studying to your occupation. We can operate within the system in all of these areas, making our priority ourselves first. And you'll make better decisions. Why? Because they're based on what your needs are and not what the circumstances are placing before you. So, when I say that I'm at a stage right now where I'm getting ready to go out and do something, I grab me some water, I put me some trail mix together, and it depends on how long I plan on being. And sometimes it gets to be pretty long. I might go ahead and throw something special in there, something that all I have to do is pull out and eat, like fresh fruit or something. I'm really partial to oranges and apples. I don't mind taking a nice mango or something. You see, because now I'm starting to design what my needs are for that day in order for me to meet demands of the purposes that I have set within the circumstances that I'm working in. Now, here's the best part. That's only understanding the surface, you see, because when you go beneath the surface, then you're talking about going internal. Now, here's what's so unique about us as beings. We have the ability to control what happens on the inside of our body and heal ourselves, but Westernism will never teach you that, because they have so many mechanisms out here for you to invest your resources in. Why give you something that's going to educate you that you can perpetuate and then duplicate by teaching your children? See, we have a lot to learn about the very system that we thought we knew, and the system knew us better than we knew ourselves. So to move on to the next level, now I gave you an understanding of how you have to make decisions based on what your plan is. So that means that maybe the night before or the next day, you get up early enough to look at your day and see what you want to achieve there. And you design what your needs are to achieve that during the course of your day. And the best part about that is at the end of the day, you can evaluate how you were able to attain those things that you set it out to achieve in the beginning of the day. Now, evaluation is so, so important, because that is your measure of growth. Now, we're working pressing on a new number, and that number is 866-510-9025. And we're getting ready to come up on a break. I do want you to call in, and when you call in on a new number, 866-510-9025, because I'm starting in the next portion. I'm going to take you into your power of internal exercise of that same diligence of self, because these are your decisions. These will make you better. So this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Pick up your phones and we'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we're back, brothers and sisters. Now listen, I started the show off this way for a reason. I know right now, with all of the constant chaos that you are being bombarded with, I have to get you to understand the importance of this next segment. And what is that? That's relaxation. You don't know how to relax. And it has not been taught to you if you have not did the due diligence yourself. But right now, with all of this chaos that is going on around you, your mind is racing. You're trying to stay up on this thought, stay up on that thought, what this person is saying, what that person is saying. That is stress. And when your mind is stressed, your whole body is under stress. You see, I already told you about the power that you have. Now, I'm going to show you how you can tap into it by being able to find an area of which you can control. All right, so let's something simple. The area that you have the most control in, and you don't even think about, is breathing. That's right. Because you do it naturally. You know what? You never even thought that you had control over breathing, because your body does it as a automatic reaction. But in reality, it does not. So in order for you to be able to literally slow things down so that you can eliminate all of that chaos in your mind, you have to learn to focus on your breathing. And when you learn how to breathe right, now I know that some of y'all are probably saying, what do you mean learn how to breathe right? Exactly. When you learn how to breathe right, everything starts to relax. Even your stress dissipates. Now, how do you do that? Do you realize that you are the most healthiest at your point of birth? Why? Because as a child, when you breathe to your total lung capacity, and then you exhale. And you've seen those children that have been crying and crying and crying so much that there's a point where they're crying and you cannot hear them. That's because they have reached a point where they're maximizing the air in their lungs, and they have to blow that air out in order to catch the wind to get another strong cry out. Well, see, that is the healthiest point. That's called infantile breathing. And if you practice infantile breathing, the object of it is to take air in your lungs at a slow, even pace, until your lungs are fully capacitized, meaning by expanding your diaphragm, expanding your chest, and then as you exhale, let it out, taking your time so you can breathe in to full capacity and exhale to full capacity. Now, the importance of this is because at this point, you will begin to see the control that you have over your breathing. But here's the better part. The better part is your body will begin to relax because now you are taking control. And when your body is tense because of what's going through your mind, it's only tense because you're producing a plethora of thoughts, which initiates some emotional activity, which also initiates another aspect of stress in your thought process. So how do you get rid of that confusion and thought? You focus on maximizing your breathing. So when you focus on maximizing your breathing, you're talking about, I'm inhaling, I'm going as deep as I can, I'm expanding my chest, I'm expanding my abdomen. When you get to full capacity, I'm exhaling, I'm relaxing my chest, I'm relaxing my abdomen, because these are all forms of body regulation that you have control. When you can control yourself to the point where you can eliminate the stress and the confusion of the thought process, you are starting to enter another level of living. And it does not appear immediate, because you have to practice it so that you can find where you are really beginning to sense the tension being relieved. And the reason why I picked this particular time is because a lot of people are under stress they have nothing to do with. You might have done everything you can to be in the right place at the right time, and it just doesn't work that way. So all of a sudden, you begin emotionally attached to the fact that you're in this situation, and all of a sudden, you're starting to get stressed. And when you start to get stressed, you don't know how to relieve that stress because no one has ever taught you how to regulate stress. You just got your first lesson on regulating stress. And don't think that there's only one way of breathing. There is about 11 to 14 ways of breathing, six of them that I've been practicing on a regular basis. But yet these other ways of breathing are dealing with different aspects of or attributes of what you're doing. So if you're walking great distance, you want to get to a harmonic breathing so that your body can be supplied with the oxygen it needs to maintain the harmony of the timing in which you are walking at, so that you can not only enjoy the walk, but your body is obtaining all the oxygen that it needs, and it's secreting all the CO2 that it doesn't need. Because there's a greater instrument at work inside than outside. And I really want to go there, but until you understand the importance of the small things that you can do, you will never be able to truly grasp where you can go. Why? Because sometimes emotions make you frustrated. You don't have the market on that. Some people don't even have the sensitivity of self to even want to practice something of these things I'm telling you. But when you look outside of yourself, what can you do to change those things outside of yourself? Because see, that's where the idealisms come to reality. A lot of times there's really nothing you can do, especially if it deals with other people. Because if the other people aren't doing nothing, you can't do nothing. So why should you carry the stress of the thought process that brings these emotions into play that puts you in a state of stress or tension? Because if your mind is moving, your body is tense. When you learn to slow down your mind, when you learn to practice breathing exercises that would allow you to take control, then you can literally control your thought process. And the best part about that is that you can do this in any circumstance. And I know when people woke up this morning, Some went right into shock. Oh, wow, really? Did that happen? Well, every time you go through an emotional transition, you affect the physical actions on your body. This is what is so important about learning different things about body regulation and relaxation. Because when you can practice these things and you incorporate these things in your day, and then you hit those points, you have tools in which you can literally remove the stress out of a given circumstance so that you can become more in control. Never make a decision from an emotional position. Because emotions, they take different things away from your intellect that you need to have involved in the decision-making process. Many of women I've heard say, I don't make a decision out of emotion, especially when it comes to men or guys. Now, there's a reason for that. Now, they may not have really given a lot of thought to it, but I've done that thought and I did some research, and I'm thoroughly convinced that we can use better tools to make decisions that are more suitable for what we're trying to achieve. And we don't have the market on it. Other people can use it too. What we must do is we must learn these tools and we must apply them to our lives, because I'm going to tell you now, if you think you're under stress now, what are you going to do in the next 2 to 3 years? And we know things are going to change. What we have to do is we have to get the tools that we need so that we can make ourselves better people by being able to be in a total stress-free frame of mind in a most stressful situation. You know, one of the things that they teach martial artists is to never get involved emotionally. Look at every decision the same way. And you don't have to worry about the fluctuation of your emotions. But they practice this every day. So when danger is at their door, they're not going through that emotional. You know how it is? If say you look out the window, you hear a knock on your door, you look out the window and you see police out there. And you don't know what it is they're for. But a stress, because of the knowledge, kicks in right away. See, this is not natural. And these are why we need to get the tools necessary to be able to take the stress out of those situations and perform at a peak efficiency. So I'm trying to get you to understand that no one has a market on this. This is a natural birth understanding. And had we not been taken away from the mother continent, we would have learned these things as we grew with examples that were brought up with the understanding of our spiritual connection and our physical need. And these things would have been taught to us. But since we were brought up in the world of Westernism, and they feel that technology is the tool, and they don't understand that the body is a holistic atmosphere. If you go to the doctor with a headache, he's going to give you a remedy for the headache and never consider why you got the headache. The tools that we are starting to implement with this show and other shows like it is allowing you to sit down, clear all the chaos out of your mind, go into a state of breathing, and be able to communicate with yourself. And in doing so, as you practice this and get better, then you begin to realize, maybe my diet had something to do. What did I eat today? Did I drink enough water? Do you realize a lot of people who eat really aren't hungry? But that's the way they answer the call to their body, when their body only really needs water. But if they think, well, that's hunger, and they go out and they buy some food, then they're buying something that is an empty calorie in most cases, not all cases, in most cases that are empty calorie, and once it's in your body, it goes to an entirely different process. And most cases has no nutritional value. So we have to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and take control, because there is a plethora of things that your body can do that we have never been exposed to. We are not human beings forever. We're born human beings. But with the right teachings, with the right knowledge, and with the right instruction, we evolve. What do I mean? We evolve to become divine. Divine in the way we carry ourselves. Divine in the decisions we make. Divine in the people that we're with. Divine in the food we consume. All that this adds to the whole. And if we learn this now, we will be more prepared for what's to come. Because I'm going to tell you something. They know what's coming. Oh, absolutely they know. How many times have you heard, oh, people are waking up now. They're waking up. Well, that wake-up process, it's all talk unless they're not applying something in their lives that they see something different in themselves and they can work on themselves and become stronger in that thing that's different that they see. Because once they begin to reach a point where they can operate in that thing that's so different, they'll be exposed to another attribute of self that they can operate in. I don't know how many of you out there play an instrument. Well, if you pick up an instrument for your first time, you may not sound very good. But if you practice that instrument over a period of time and you start to understand how to get different sounds out of that instrument, you can make that instrument go from making sounds to singing melodies, from singing melodies to singing songs.
Hey, this is Brother Davis.
Yes, Brother Scotty.
I tried to play the guitar for a year. I was even in a band, and I did not get no better at it. I did not follow in my uncle's and cousin's footsteps on that instrumental. But I tried for a year. I tried, but I knew when to quit. I was like, my strengths lie elsewhere.
But Scotty, but yet you admired what your cousins and your uncles could do. You see what I'm saying? So not every avenue is for everybody. That's what makes us so unique. But if you do get better at playing a guitar, you'll practice more. If you do get better at harnessing the natural lessons of your body performs better. You become more knowledgeable, and you can operate in that knowledge at will. There's some times when I'm just sitting and reading, and I'm literally practicing my breathing. I'm practicing my breathing because now it gives me an opportunity. Don't nobody know what I'm doing. But as I get better and I get stronger at breathing, I'm going to tell you, this is how deep it is. I went to bed one night after practicing my breathing, and my wife said to me the next morning, you know, I had to lean over a couple of times. I said, why is that? She said, because you were sleeping so quietly. I said, is that right? She said, yeah, it seems like you were at rest. See, these tools that we use, when we stop using them, don't just stop working. Because we're fine-tuning this universe that we have called the body. It literally is harnessing what we teach it. And then when we go into states of sleep or rest, it's prepared because it knows what we want to do. How many times you go to bed and you toss and turn? And you're trying to think about one thing, and that one thing basically is get to sleep. That's the worst thing you could do. If you really want to get to sleep, practice breathing. Because when you practice breathing, then literally your mind is taken away from all of those things that are keeping you up. And don't take my word for it. Try it. Now, there's several good books out here that talk about the breathing and breathing techniques. One of my favorites is by Dr. Stephen Chang. The name of the book is called The Natural Health and Healing. And in this book, he teaches you exercise to function on different parts of your body. And I know this may sound strange to people, but literally, you have to read the book to realize, you know, they massage themselves. They massage the back of their heads. They massage their thighs, their legs, the back of their backs. The reason why these are done is because it stimulates the organs in those areas. And a lot of people don't realize it, but when you are walking,
that process that's taking place on the inside of your body is massaging all of those organs. Because massage is a what they call a healthy healing exercise. So we have not begun to understand that this body that we have, we must exercise total control over it if we want it to last. I don't know about you, but I've buried quite a few people this year. People that I loved and some I grew up with. But when I examined their lives, I could say, oh, wow, yeah, I could see that. I could see how that happened. So that made me examine my own life. And when me and my wife discussed it, we talked about what we're going to do in order to give ourselves a better quality of life. Now, here's the caveat. When our grandchildren see it, they want to do it. Why do they want to do it? Because they want us around, and we want them around. So when I tell them I'm doing meditation, they want to get down right beside me and say, okay, what do I do? Well, you just sit there, and you breathe comfortably, and you close your eyes, and you think about your breathing. Think about my breathing. Yes, every time you inhale, you think, I'm going to inhale to my fullest capacity. And every time you exhale, I'm going to exhale to my fullest capacity. And if you really get good at it, you could say, I'm going to take 4 seconds to inhale, and I'm going to take 4 seconds to exhale. Because now you're giving balance to the thought process so that your body's beginning to realize that you are growing. And when you are not even thinking about it, your body's incorporating these things. Then these become the tools that make you a better human. The Western world does not want you to know that. Because then you begin to really flow deeper in your understanding of self. So you see, when you start these exercises and your mind becomes relaxed, you go into a deeper state of consciousness. And in that deeper state of consciousness, you're exposed to things that you may not even have considered. Why? Because you're opening a door to your intuitive gene. What is your intuitive gene? That is the ancestral gene that lies within everybody that has ever had a connection with learning about self. And in that intuitive gene, it may expose things to you, something simple. Your family might have a history of being holistic healers, and you didn't know. All you thought was you liked herb tea. And then when you begin to realize that, you wake up and you say, you know what, I have this dream about this take something like moringa, which is an herb, which is a super herb and very healthy for your body. But now when you wake up, you got a different aspect of moringa because you never really identified with it before. Now you got a place you can do some research, and that research is going to expose you to something else. And as you grow in those other areas, your interest will grow and you will grow as an individual. Now, the reason why I'm pointing out all of this is because as the confusion comes down the line, and it's going to come, if you do not know how to find your place of calm. Now, what is your place of calm? Your place of calm is when you can get all of that confusion out of your mind, focus on your breathing, and let your body go into a state of meditation. In that state of meditation, you can go almost unlimitlessly, because every level you reach, there's a greater level you can go to. And as you begin to reach those levels, your body becomes more calm. You can control your heartbeat. You can control your hunger. You can control every aspect of the physical body. From your heart to, for those of you who the smallest cell in your body, all are communicating. And you are being able to tap into that. So when you want your protons, which is the smallest cell in your body, to literally give energy to a specific part of your body through meditation, you can direct that. Because your body inside has all of these protons and neutrons and enzymes, and all these things are working in conjunction to keep every one of your vital organs functioning. Around each vital organ is what is called a meridian. What that meridian does is it brings oxygen and nutrients to that organ. And that organ's purpose. So if it's a kidney, it brings all the liquids through that kidney. And that kidney literally flushes those liquids and takes out the nutrients that it uses and passes it on to your bowels. And your bowels send it to a certain area when it's a liquid and another area when it's food. So I could go on and on about this, but I want you to understand this. If you start on the level you're at, regardless of where your mind is, you can make changes that will become phenomenal to you in a very short time, because you will begin to have a better relationship with you. And what is important about that, I cannot begin, if you call me and ask me questions, I could take you places. I could take you places that I've been. And I mean, things that you'll say, oh, well, come on, really? But I've woken up from different states, and I said to my wife, you know, I was in a conversation with a group of people that had no bodies. But this is what we talked about. And I know she's looking at me strangely, but when she sees me going to do my due diligence, she's beginning to put two and two together, and her experiences become even more involved now, because now she begins to realize there may be something that she can do and she can tap into. So literally, when we plan, we got a plan that goes out for a period of time, because we're not looking at our bodies like we used to, and neither will you. And the reason why you won't is because you'll see that you are so much greater than your circumstance. So now this is Brother Davis, and I've given you a lot of information. You need to get on this telephone and call me up and ask me some questions, because I have not begun to tell you that you live on three levels. You live on an earthly level, you live on a physical level, and you live on an internal level. And you evolve to what's called a spiritual level. But we have to be able to all of these in a manner in which the person that is growing can see, feel, and live on each one of those levels with a personal purpose. And when I say a personal purpose, even on a spiritual level, people think that your life is going to change just because you worship. No. It requires action. If you develop on a spiritual level, your spiritual level of development will take you to places your mind could not begin to imagine, because Westernism has always told you, you can't do that. I mean, think about it. If you're constantly told you can't, you won't even try. But if you come across somebody and they say, and they show you something, and you look and you say, how did you do that? And they look at you and say, well, you can do it. You just got to develop it. Then that is the door for you to choose. And not everybody is going to go through a door. It's like in war, not everybody lives. And I'm just being for real. But we can do so much more than what this body has presented us to be. Because if you don't believe it, when you walk outside tomorrow, you look at everybody that's doing something that you wouldn't do. And there's a whole lot of them. There's a whole lot of them. And that thing you wouldn't do may just be something simple like spitting on the street. So you're not judging. You're observing. And then you have started looking and comparing where you want to go with where you are. And believe me, it's so easy to get there, but you have to start the journey. You have to focus on the little things so they evolve to the bigger things. And then those other things that you decide that you want to see, they're revealed to you. And it may not be revealed to you exactly like this is how it's done, but it may be revealed to you in a way that you run across somebody who's doing it and they say, you know what, well, this is what I did. I read this book and I operated by these exercises, and I was able to develop myself in this area. And then you look and say, well, how were you able to measure yourself? I evaluate every day. That's what I said in the very beginning. You evaluate every day, because literally there's no competition between us as people. The competition in us is created outside of us. We must conform to that. Now, I'm going to give you a demonstration of that. How about the NFL, the NBA, or the Major League baseball series is just death. That's all controlled. Now, a lot of people don't want to accept that, but let me show you how controlled it is. In that series, if I'm right now, this is just this is a prelim. In that series, Cleveland came out and won 3 games in a row. So that meant Cleveland only had to win one more game, and they had won the series. But Chicago, who at this time, to all of the bookies in the United States and foreign, was taking big bets that Chicago would win. Could it possibly have been they knew something? So people go out and they root for their teams, and they go out and they buy all their gear, and they sit in front of the TV at the clubs or whatever, and they're drinking their beers or whatever, and they're watching the game. I know I was that person. And then when I evolved to understand, something's wrong here. And it's coming out more and more. Perfect example is the series. Perfect example. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers in the playoffs last year with Golden State. Perfect example, because then what's my man, the Stephen Curry's wife say, this is planned, the fix is in. Wake up, people. They're doing this to get you to stay focused in a system that they have so much control over that you can't see the forest for the trees, but yet you see that nice Chicago Bears World Champion shirt. You can wear this for $50. $50. And guess what? Once you get that one, they got the special edition now. You can wear this for $125. Corporations know exactly what they're doing. We must wake up. And we must focus on the things that serve us and let us stop serving the corporations that are running our lives. Because just like yesterday's election, it's just how they're doing us on a daily basis. And you know the sad part about it? There are people who are now still carrying stress about something they have no control over because it didn't go the way they expected. Didn't bother me. You know why? Because think about it. Nobody who was ever elected president changed the condition of the way you live. You do that. Let's wake up, people. We're at 101. Here we are at Personal Identification 101. And you have an opportunity to pick up your phone and ask a question, regardless of how simple it is to you, to somebody who might be able to either answer it, give you direction, or give you a personal experience that they might have had. Now, that reference might take you into some reading, but you're reading for your purpose. And when I started this, my wife would tell you, I was in a book every day. It was like, baby, look, when you got time for me? Baby, I just got to get this. Just let me open this door. And then as I begin to go through the door, and I begin to have a greater understanding, and it begins to show in my life. Literally, I begin to be a better person. Now, did it change me? Absolutely. Was all of the changes good? Well, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, because as I'm growing and I'm seeing this growing process and I'm evaluating myself, I'm trying to get the best out of myself and still maintain a relationship with my wife, and I still try to maintain the business in which we're in. And when I get home, my schedule is clock to clock, because I'm going to get time for my grandchildren. I'm going to get time for the things we need to do while we're in town. And I also got to get time for whatever my wife decides that she would like to do. And sometimes it's something as simple as grocery shopping. If I have to meet her, I have to meet her. So in putting all of these things together, when I get the moments where sometimes I'm just sitting in the car, I'm focusing on my breathing, because it's answering me. Yes, brother, come in. Pick up your phones, pick up your phones. This is Brother Davis coming at you on the Wise Wednesday.
tuned in to the Tando Radio Show right here on Black Talk Radio Network. Pick up the call if you have a question or comment. Give us a call toll free at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. To unmute yourself, hit **.
Okay, we're back. We're back. It's ready to call.
Media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Not right now, Brother Davis. I'll let you know as soon as they are.
Okay, now we're in the last hour.
There is a call, area code 609. I don't know if you had a question or comment, but hit ** to unmute yourself. Or Dave, I don't know if they're able to, if you want to check with them.
Okay, oh, yeah, that was Roz. Roz, if you have a, well, let's see. Yeah, let me unmute him. One second, Brother Dave. Hey, Roz, are you there? Did you have a question or a comment you wanted to make for Brother Davis?
Hey, greetings, greetings. I would just say it's a phenomenal show. Thanks again, Brother Davis. I think that the whole idea of mindfulness and being consciously aware of what your body is telling you, and especially what you were bringing up about meditation and relaxation, because this is a really, really stressful time. So it's very important, especially now that things are happening so rapidly as far as just the way white supremacy is manifesting its reconstruction through Donald Trump. And it's funny because my wife had gone out earlier this morning, and she told me while she was on the road she had seen a couple of white people in Jersey, and I call Jersey Alabama of the North because of how racist the state it is. And she said that she, while she was sitting at the light, there was a white man. She said this, she encountered similar experiences a couple of times this morning. This white man was looking at her, and she said the only way she could interpret that look was essentially, you know, the look said, you niggas had your 8 years with the nigga in office, and now it's our turn. You know, things are the way we want it to be, and we're about to try and take it back to 1865 as quickly as possible. She said that was the only way she could have interpreted the look, was basically he gave her the look like, yeah, Donald Trump's in office now, things are about to change the way that, you know, we white people want things to be. So that, it didn't bother her per se, because we've been through quite a bit as a family just because of a lot of the counter-racist efforts that I've had. So she understood what it meant, but I just told her, you know, just be wary when she's driving, because there's crazy people out here that'll try things, and I'm not home quite a bit because I travel far to work. I just told her, you know, since I do have to go to work regularly, just be very wary and careful. But in regards, and she practices meditation as well regularly. So definitely, I think the whole idea of getting into meditation is extremely important. The idea of breathing, because breathing is how you control the emotions. Breathing is how you control the thought process. So if whenever your mind is really, really going, and it's just going and going, and you feel like you're losing control of your thoughts, the first thing you want to do is breathe diaphragmatically as deeply and slowly as possible, and that'll help to alleviate that stress and bring you back to a place of stasis. And also on YouTube, there's a slew of videos. If you just put in healing tones, there's different tones at different megahertz, like 528 hertz,
and a bunch of other ones that I talked about previously. And these are basically sound tones that automatically trigger the brain to go into either alpha or beta states of brain waves, which are very, very, very relaxing and very healing. So it's something that people might want to look into, especially if you can start doing it regularly. Usually, I would say definitely before you go to sleep, it'll help you as far as getting rest and assimilating into the sleep path a lot smoother if you're a person who has trouble sleeping. And the more you do it, the more you'll see the results of it. It's something that Brother Braggs and I have talked about before as well, and he's definitely seen the benefits of it. Hopefully, you know, he'll chime in either today or at a later date, and he'll be able to talk about that himself. So it was definitely something I wanted to put out there and just say thanks again for another brilliant show. I love what you do. Thanks again. And Scotty, no need to apologize. I'm just glad you're able to keep building upon the platform to make it better, and we'll suffer through whatever growing pains that are necessary to make sure that we have access to such a vital platform. So thanks again to all of you, and peace and love.
Well, thank you, brother. Excellent. That was an excellent commercial for the night show because there's nothing like having someone who's experiencing what you're instructing on to bring clarity to the actuality of applying what it is that we speak about and getting results. And one of the things that I like that you did say was the fact that your wife has already been meditating, so you've seen the result, her personal growth, and that incorporates exactly what I was trying to get people to understand about where we are now. And believe me, this whole Trump thing is either going to get stressful or it's going to be mendable. Now, what is mendable? Mendable means when you can do whatever it is that you regularly do within the system, but you being in priority. Now, the reason why I say that is because now there's different talk that Trump may not be a racist as much as he is an opportunist. And he takes advantage of the opportunity in order to get what he wants. In this case, he wanted the presidency, so he gave the appearance to be able to achieve the votes that he needed. Because I'm going to tell you, there are some times where I thought the guy was just bizarre. But yet, the way he won was bizarre. So even if we don't understand a lot of things yet, and he might be a hardcore racist, don't get me wrong, I don't know. But if he goes into this presidency with the tenacity of, I want to change this country so that everybody can find a comfort zone, that's better than any of the other presidents did. And they didn't. And you have to understand, he's a businessman. So we really don't know what to expect. We can only go off the experience that we have. But rather than speak to it, I'm going to step back and look, because the bottom line is no other president, none, not even the illustrious brother Barack Obama, has done anything that changed your life from day to day.
You are absolutely correct. And just to speak on the benefits of meditation, I can speak to it, like you said, personally, because my wife used to be a person who would suffer from anxiety attacks and very high stress. And over the years that she's incorporated, I've been practicing comedic meditation for well over 20 years, but over the years that she's been practicing meditation on her own, she basically has changed completely. She's not reactionary like she used to be. She doesn't have suffer from neither migraines nor anxiety attacks, which were two things that used to happen to her. So it's definitely something that is of complete benefit. So I would implore everyone who's in earshot to definitely try it. And the main thing is to be consistent, because the body gets used to routine. So if you can get into a routine of doing meditation in the morning before you leave for work and in the night before you go to bed, you will see benefits that are just incredible. And what you were saying in reference to this situation being amendable or stressful is extremely accurate. What we have to remember is we've been under duress for 2,000 years, and most intensely that duress has intensified for the last 500. So nothing has really changed for black people. We're still getting killed wholesale every day, armed, unarmed, doesn't matter. You know, we are still in the same situation now that our ancestors were in, and long before Abraham Lincoln, quote-unquote, signed Emancipation Proclamation, which is a piece of garbage anyway. But ultimately, we've been under these things. So to have him in office is not that big of a deal. He's just another, you know, white supremacist president that's in office. And we just have to hope and work for about facilitating change the best way that we can, doing the things that we need to do, number one. And number two, like Brother Davis was saying, you know, he does have the opportunity to revolutionize the way this country functions if that is the approach that he wishes to take. I don't necessarily think so, especially after hearing such brilliance by Dr. Wilson. She predicted this over a year ago, that he would be the new president. So based on a lot of the analysis and what my research has brought me to, I don't think that'll be the case, but I think there's a big opportunity for that, and if that becomes the reality, then that's something that can be beneficial, like Brother Davis said, and that can be something that no other president has done ever. So if that's the case, great. But if not, hey, we've been through a lot worse than this. We've been super predators, you know, 2 million people in jail, and the vast majority of them being black people. You know, we're still being killed all the time. Men, women, children, doesn't matter. So we're in the same situation we've been in for a long time. So the same things that we were doing to try and alleviate stress that are positive and constructive before he got into office, we need to continue after he gets into office. So let's just think holistically and not get caught up in the emotion, because the people who I've been seeing that are most emotional about this are white people. My son actually called me. He used to go to American University, he actually got notification that the university is on fire because the white kids, the white students are literally burning American flags. The LGBT community is out there and they're enraged about Trump being in office. So there's just a whole bunch of stuff happening on the campus there. And ultimately, we can't get swept up in the emotions. That is their thing. This system is their system. We need to do what we need to do as a people to fight this system and to replace it with a system of justice. The things that Scotty's doing, Brother Davis, Brother Dave, all the other black people, men and women, sisters and brothers that are really trying to do something to overturn the system, we just need to continue trotting along that path and continue to come together and work collectively. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
Excellent, brother. Thank you very much, and we appreciate your contribution. He did say something that I mentioned before, emotions. They try to program us to believe that we're emotional people. We are not emotional people. Emotions are a part of the attribute of the human body. They are to be controlled by the wise. Why do I say by the wise? Because it takes a certain degree of personal experience as well as teachings for you to be able to control the emotions. I have a personal experience, which was a rough lesson I'm going to give you real quick. When I was in the Marine Corps, we were in training. We were on the beach. Well, I was sitting on the beach, and they were quiet. We were in the middle of studying, and I slapped a flea, a sand flea. I didn't think much of it. And the sergeant looked at me and said, "What did you do?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "No, you did something." He said, "What did you do?" And he walked back, and he said, "What did you do?" I said, "Well, I slapped a sand flea." He said, "Where's the flea?" And he said, "Right there." He said, "Well, bury it." I said, "Pardon me?" He said, "Bury it." I said, "Bury it?" He said, "Yeah, 6x6x4. The dynamics of what he was trying to teach me was to understand that in a given situation, you are going to have so much control that not even something as minor as an insect can change the dynamic. Somebody heard, if we were in a situation where other people were with me and we were trying to be quiet and a flea came on me and I hit that flea and he heard it, someone else could hear it. So now we put everybody in jeopardy. I buried that flea, but I never forgot that lesson. And see, the importance of us being able to control our bodies are so that if we are in situations that we have control, we don't do things that are going to leave us victimized by the circumstance that we place ourselves in that we did not train ourselves to control. And see, when you get into meditation and you get to expanding yourself, you begin to realize there is a different person that is beyond your self. You got a real self, then you got your spiritual self, and then you have your etheric self. And I don't really want to go into those things right now on each level because you will never understand them. You have to start with the self you're working with before you evolve to understand your real self, because your real self has a greater knowledge of yourself than the self you see in the mirror. And this is what the lessons are about. My brothers and sisters, if you're going to call now, because we're getting so short on time. I tell you, the one call that we got was a perfect call because it gave content to everything that I've been trying to get across to you from a perspective of his life then his life has nothing to do with my life. But if he sees it, and the very things I'm talking about in his life, it can very easily be happening in your life. If we start harnessing the teachings that are available to us, there is no limit to what we could achieve with this body, because we haven't even gotten to a point where we harnessed all of the tools of the body, including the pineal gland, which is our direct connection with our spiritual self on a higher level. I didn't want to take you completely there. But that pineal gland has never been spoken about except for the last 7 years. Why? Because they don't want you to know about it. They calcified it through a food chain that you were brought into. And literally, many of you practice calcifying every day. Yes, there's certain foods you can eat, there's certain things you can drink, there's certain things you got to stop eating. But these are the things you will learn as you start taking on the tools that we give here, because as you grow, you will be able to pick up on, oh, well, if I don't eat this, that won't happen. Oh, if I stop using fluoride, then that fluoride stops calcifying. If I drink this, then it starts the decalcification process. Once that pineal gland is open, anything in any level of spirituality is achievable. But it takes something of you to make that happen. So we're coming up on at least the last 13, 14 minutes of the show. If there is no questions, let me
actually
say
we got about 8 minutes, Brother Davis. We had to be off air by 5 minutes till.
Okay, not a problem. If there's no questions, let me state this. Until you do something different, you will be no different. Until you start to change, there will be no change. If you are satisfied with who you are, you will die that way. I can't make it any clearer. This is Brother Davis coming to you on Wise Wednesday. You have been given the tool of self 101 to be able to make decisions to make you better. This is Brother Davis. Thank you for your evening. I appreciate you allowing me to share my love with your audience, and we out, man.
Man, Brother Davis, great, great show. And let me tell you, I was laughing, and, you know, it was just so much, but one of my friends had killed a sand flea, and I had to help him bury it. And so when you broke into that story, I knew right where it was going, and it brought back and it taught me so much, as well as it taught you. It's one of the things that we've never forgotten. I didn't kill a sand flea, but the one person in my squad did. So it was also equally my fault because they were around me. And so, you know, it's just so important, some of the things that we learn in life that is so necessary. And then the story that you gave about the baboon and utilizing and staying connected to some of the ancestral powers that we have. And this is what you've really been talking about on Wise Wednesday is reconnecting not only from what we've been taught, from what we've been a child, here in this present form, but also searching back and unleashing and releasing our ancestral ties to eternity, because that's where our true sustainability is. And, you know, you had gave the different forms that we have in our life, and I can't wait for that one because that is one that we really, really do need. Conversation that we really need to have so that all of our listeners will know and start to engage in that, because I know it's been beneficial to me with my meditation from Wise Wednesday. And I know, as Roz said with Brother Bragg, it's been from the conversation with him, it's been beneficial, because this stuff, it is not something that just works. It is something that is. It is a relationship with another living source. It's the living source that's all around us, and that's so, so important. It's much more to our existence. And, you know, most people know it, but they fail to develop it. And I think that that is probably the most important thing, is that we have to develop these things, and they become our treasure troves once we do. I haven't met any person that's ever engaged in a process, in a journey that you've been on, that a lot of our listeners have been on, and has ever said that it was a waste of anything of their time, of their energy, of their efforts, or of their future and prosperity. It's just been always the opposite. If you want to change anything about your life and your overall surroundings and environment around you, you have to be the barometer to do just that. You have to be that energy. So, Brother Davis, as always, Wise Wednesdays is so important to Tando Radio Show, and I know to Black Talk Radio Network. We get so many responses about it, and we're going to continue to grow. So everyone, please, as was said earlier, just, you know, really go with us on this journey with Black Talk Radio Network and developing itself. We are now on Uber Conference, which is going to be better for us all, so that none of our listeners are charged, and not only that, it just gives us an opportunity to do so much more. So I just want to thank you and Sister Davis, and looking forward to continuing the overall eternal journey with you all, because you know what, there are some people that you resonate with that is such a blessing, and that's you to us as the Wren family, and to the Davis family, and to all of our brothers and sisters here on Black Talk Radio Network and Tango Radio Show. So much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, we're going to get out of here for the night. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure you give one away. And as always, don't let what's going on around you be you. Change everything around you. Make it you. So much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.